Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you for spending part of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. I love talking about downtown Milwaukee. Full disclosure, I work downtown. It's one of my favorite places to spend time, so much to do. You know who has all the deets on downtown? It's Beth Wierick, the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid number 21, who is with us. Beth, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
I get so excited because there's so much cool stuff happening downtown in Milwaukee. It's just kind of endless. The last month alone was such a boost to our hospitality and tourism industries. Fantastic.
Gosh, I'm so proud of our city. July was definitely a busy month. We had Summerfest, Bastille Days, Harley-Davidson's homecoming celebration. I loved Rainbow Summer Highlight, where we featured internationally renowned bubble art installation Evanescent. It was so much fun. So many families down there. And then it was great welcoming into our city once again Northwestern Mutuals, all of their agents at their annual conference. And it just brought thousands and thousands of people to the streets of downtown Milwaukee.
I love it. I love it. And I know August is going to be huge, right? What's on the docket for August?
Well, gosh, happening today and tomorrow, right now, is the USA Triathlon, and that's going on at the lakefront. What I love about that is it's the largest amateur triathlon event in the entire United States, and we've got competitors ranging in age from 7 to over 80 years old. I know. It's exciting.
That's amazing. Tell us about the Milwaukee, the MKE Black Theater Festival.
Well, it's coming back once again, and we are really excited. It's at a variety of venues across the city, and it's going to be happening August 9th through the 27th. And you can see some of those performances at Marquette University, the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum, and more.
This is so fun. The Milwaukee Dragon Festival. Oh, my gosh. If people haven't seen this, this is great.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. You can't believe that this is happening right here in Milwaukee on Saturday, August 12th, and that is happening at Lakeshore State Park, and it's Dragon Boat Races, and a great celebration of Chinese culture through music, dance, and food.
And True School has got something pretty cool going on too.
Yeah, True School is phenomenally talented, and they're hosting their Summer Park Jam at the Marcus Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 12th. So this is going to be an all ages free, we love free, outdoor festival, including live performances, interactive activities, local vendors, and a skateboarding area. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So in July, I took in the Milwaukee Night Market. It's right downtown. It's fantastic. The next one is on August 16th. What makes the Milwaukee Night Market so special?
Well, I think it's great because there are so many great local vendors that are featured at the Night Market, but it's also everybody from around the entire city of Milwaukee that just converges, and you get this really great, happy, ebullient, vibrant feel up and down Wisconsin Avenue.
You're right. It's really, really special. That's August 16th. MKE Fringe Fest is back, right?
Yeah, that's back at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, and that is August 18th through 19th. And again, free performances, all by local arts groups.
Summer Spins. What is Summer Spins?
Oh, gosh. Summer Spins is a fabulous free roller skating event at Red Arrow Park. So many people think of Red Arrow Park as ice skating in the winter, but new this year is Summer Spins, and it's going to be on Friday, August 18th. And again, free roller skating right there at Red Arrow Park.
Beth Wierick is with us, CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid number 21. DJ Shauna, I love her energy. She's teaming up with the Light the Hone folks. What do they have in store?
I am so excited. I already have my tickets for this one. it's newly announced, and it's called Honechella.
Fun.
And, oh, it is going to be fun, John. That's happening Thursday, August 17th, and it is going to be a totally immersive fusion of boats, music, and lights all along the Milwaukee River and the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan.
That sounds cool. Another event in August that your organization puts on is targeting the downtown workforce. This is a great thing.
I so love this event. Of course, I was a cheerleader in high school, and I loved homecoming week, so I always consider this. Anybody who works downtown, this is their homecoming week. It's our 18th annual. It's happening August 14th through 18th, Downtown Employee Appreciation Week. and it is really designed to celebrate our talented workforce.
So there's stuff in the day. There's also cool stuff that happens in the evening, right?
Oh, gosh. We've got all kinds of things that are going on. We've got trivia competitions. We've got kayak rides. We've got happy hours. There are going to be booths, giveaways. It's just a lot of fun and a great way to celebrate the fantastic workforce here in downtown Milwaukee.
I love being downtown. I'm glad that we're neighbors. If you want more information on the great things happening downtown, it's MilwaukeeDowntown.com. MilwaukeeDowntown.com. You ought to check it out. A lot of really, really good stuff. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown, bid number 21. Beth, it's always fun to have you around. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you downtown.
Man, downtown, the events just keep on rolling. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head south. It's Lake Geneva. That when the show rolls on up next.